The American Heart Association says quick medical intervention after a heart attack can mean the difference between life and death. Dr. Zial Hawk is a cardiologist with IU Health Arnett in Lafayette. He says many times people think they just have a bit of indigestion and take a few antacids. Other times, Hawk says, people don't want to draw attention to themselves or upset those around them, so they wait to seek medical help. But he says when it comes to heart attacks, time is muscle.
Every minute we are late, we are losing some more heart muscle cells. So getting intervention in a timely manner is the most important thing. It's okay if your diagnosis is not a heart attack, but seeking early medical help is most important.
Hawk says the most obvious sign of heart attack, of course, is chest pain.
Most of the time you hear that the patient's saying it's a chest pressure. They feel like an elephant sitting on their chest, some squeezing sensation on the chest. At the same time, they say that they're breaking out into sweats, they're short of breath. Some people feel like there's the sensation of impending doom.
Hawk says women and the elderly of both sexes sometimes delay treatment because they experience symptoms they may not associate with heart attack. Things such as feeling profoundly weak, throat tightness, or jaw discomfort. The Don't Die of Doubt campaign encourages anyone who suspects they may be having a heart attack to call 911 as opposed to driving themselves to the hospital or urgent care. Hawk says treatment begins in a timelier manner this way because the EMT can alert the appropriate personnel at the hospital.
But if the patient himself or some other relative or somebody drives the patient to the emergency department, everything is slow and delayed. Then the patient waits in the emergency department, then somebody comes, registers them. The whole thing can get delayed for a variable period of time to the point that we might lose important time when a significant heart muscle could be salvaged.
Dr. Craig Gorgin is an assistant professor of biomedical engineering at Purdue University. He's helping spread the word about the Don't Die of Doubt effort. Gorgin says a lot of factors play into an individual's risk for heart attack, including increasing age, unhealthy diet, sedentary lifestyle, and genetics. Gorgin received a scientist development grant from the American Heart Association for research into abdominal aortic aneurysms, which occur in the largest artery from the heart that supplies blood to the rest of the body. He says the 4-year grant is to develop an imaging system, which may ultimately be used by physicians to diagnose and treat patients with this type of aneurysm.
The idea with this is that we're hoping to understand more about how atherosclerosis and aneurysms, which is a ballooning of the artery, how those form. And not only just the geometry of these different lesions, but the compositional information, what they're actually made of. The idea that if we can understand what's inside of the vessel wall, we'll have a better idea of how to treat it or how different therapies are helping to prevent further development.
Gorgin says abdominal aortic aneurysms are often asymptomatic until they rupture, a condition that's life-threatening. He says the goal of his research is to be able to determine at an earlier stage than is currently possible which patients are at greater risk of aortic rupture.
We're more focused on once an aneurysm has been found, how can we prevent it from growing? A therapy or a small molecule that can be administered that prevents aneurysm expansion would really be groundbreaking in the field to reduce the risk of rupture later on.
Of course, Doctors Hawk and Gorgin say the preferred game plan is to avoid heart trouble in the first place, if at all possible. They agree a combination of exercise and diet is the best way to achieve that. Dr. Mridul Datta is an assistant professor in Purdue's Department of Nutrition Science. She says changes to one's diet don't have to take place all at once.
It doesn't always have to be cardboard food is the common perception when somebody tells you to eat healthy that you're going to eliminate the taste. Just simple changes in terms of selecting lower fat foods, eating less processed foods can be a very good first step.
Datta says incorporating small changes over time into your daily eating habits is the key to long-term health.
It's a lifetime of healthy eating habits. It's not a diet that you go on and off. If we use that and follow that approach of maintaining lifelong healthy eating habits, this becomes easier. It's not as painful. And you don't have to spend as much time focusing on what you're eating.
But in the event that you do find yourself wondering if you're having a heart attack, the American Heart Association is reminding you to not take any chances, to call 911, and don't die of doubt. For WBAA News, I'm Kristen Malavenda.